why do we pay for Bitcoin in US dollars? So this was just a question that I got from one of my friends, because I've sort of becoming the go-to person when it comes to the basics of Bitcoin. And I've been doing some research on Bitcoin, and so I've got at least the basics, and I can teach some of my friends, and I can teach you what I know or what I've researched so far. And I try to do some research on a daily basis, mainly through listening to podcasters who know what they are talking about. And some of them are also learning along the way, but they are also doing their research, and they're trying to spread the message of what Bitcoin and the blockchain and cryptocurrency is. So my friend was perplexed as to why we buy the Bitcoin in US dollars. So his thinking is that if the people who are into Bitcoin actually want US dollars for the Bitcoin, does that mean that the US dollars is more important to them than the Bitcoin they are selling? And my simple answer to that was, what does my friend asked him, what do you use to buy a loaf of bread or a pint of milk or a car or to pour fuel? And the obvious answer is that you are using US dollars. Now, does that mean that the US dollars are less important to you, or are they more important to the person who is selling fuel? And so we can see that from that kind of reasoning, the US dollar is just a way in which we're exchanging value. And by the way, if you're buying something, if you're buying a loaf of bread, that's because the loaf of bread at that point in time is actually more important to you than the US dollar, which is in your pocket. Because if the US dollar is in your pocket and it's sitting there, it does not fill up your stomach. Neither does it drive your car. So the only way you can get a car moving is to get rid of the US dollar in your pocket, to buy the fuel and to get the car moving. So what is this US dollar anyway? US dollar is called fiat currency. Now, fiat currency is the opposite, or is what cryptocurrencies are trying to replace. So we have cryptocurrency and we have fiat currency. Fiat currency just means a currency which is not backed by anything, but by the belief that it has value. And this belief is, we get this belief by believing that the government which prints the fiat currency can be trusted. And we can trust that the US dollar that you have in your pocket today will be the same US dollar that is in your pocket tomorrow, will be able to buy the same things it is buying today. It will be able to buy the same things tomorrow. Now, if you believe that it is going to keep its value, then you trust in that fiat currency. But we know that in some places, some governments have lost trust, and in some countries, the fiat currency has even gone to its intrinsic value of zero. So the intrinsic value of any fiat currency is zero, because it's not backed by anything. Now, what do we mean by it's not backed by anything? It means that it's not backed by gold or by some mineral resources that the country has, or even oil. Some countries are trying to back their currency with oil, okay? So it means it's not backed by anything. But that's because it used to be backed by something. For example, the United States dollar used to be backed by gold. And this was until 1971, because this is what happened in America. America was selling food to the European nations, which were fighting the First World War and the Second World War. And so America was providing foodstuff, because the production of food or the manufacturing, in fact, food production in those countries had to be given up in order to put all their efforts into making more weapons for the war. So, which meant that they did not have enough food. And because they did not have enough food, they got their food from America. And America was taking gold as a form of payment. So, sometime after the Second World War, and by this time, the United States dollar had backed their US dollars, or the United States government had backed their US dollar with gold, which means for every US dollar which was in circulation, there was an equivalent amount in gold. So you could redeem your gold at any time. You could take a 10 US dollar note and get equivalent in terms of gold, which was stored by the American government or the American Central Bank. Right, so what happened is that in 1971, the United States had to get rid of the gold backing because they did not have enough gold, because the French and the Germans were asking, had been taking their gold away. So their gold deposits were depleting. So they did not have as much gold as there was US dollars circulating around the world. So they had to get rid of the gold standard, as it was called. Okay, so it means that fiat currency is no longer backed by gold. It's not gold backed by anything. It's just a piece of paper, and it's make believe, which means you have to believe that this money is actually worth what it says it is worth. But we know that fiat currency is inflationary, which means its value has been going down over the years, over the decades, but you don't realize it because the inflation is very slow. When the inflation is very fast, the currency loses its value quicker and it buys less and less each day. And in those cases where there's hyperinflation, it's easy to notice that there's depreciating of the currency. But in the case of the US dollar, you don't really see it. But when you compare it to some decades ago to what the value is today, then you can see that it has also been going down. Right. So time and creativity is what is rewarded on a decentralized social platform. In fact, what I wanted to do is I wanted to talk about some of the ways in which you can also buy Bitcoin, or you can get Bitcoin. So it's not just the US dollar that you can use. You can also use any other fiat currency. But obviously using any other fiat currency is akin to also using the US dollar, because you can convert the US dollar into any other currency, and then, or you can convert any other currency into US dollars, and then you can use that US dollar to buy cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin. But there are also other ways in which you can get Bitcoin, and one of them is that somebody with Bitcoin could just gift it to you. They could just give it to you as a gift. So if you get it as a gift, that's one way of getting cryptocurrency. Another way is, by the way, in order for you to buy with fiat currency, you'd need to join a cryptocurrency exchange, such as Coinbase is a cryptocurrency exchange, which makes it easy for you to buy Bitcoin or some of the cryptocurrencies. I think nowadays you can buy about 5 or 6 different cryptocurrencies on the Coinbase cryptocurrency exchange. So you can do that. You need an exchange to do that, but you can also get it gifted to you, like I've said. But you can also join a decentralized social media platform which is using the blockchain and is using cryptocurrency as an incentive. In fact, the blockchain needs an incentive system in order for the blockchain to be maintained. So a blockchain needs to be maintained, because a blockchain is just a record of transactions. It's a record of transactions, but somebody has to take care of that record. Somebody has to, and these people are called miners. So the miners have to maintain the blockchain But the incentive for them to do that, because maintaining that blockchain requires that they use a lot of electricity. So the energy they are using as electricity has to be paid for. And so if they participate in maintaining the blockchain or in mining, then they get a reward, because Bitcoins are generated when a solution that they are trying to solve on the blockchain is found. When that solution is found, they are then rewarded, or they are paid in cryptocurrency. So when they are paid in cryptocurrency, that cryptocurrency has to be generated. So that cryptocurrency is generated and they get paid in cryptocurrency. So that's their incentive for the work that they are doing to maintain the blockchain. Okay. The other thing is that you can also just start your own tokenomics. You can find a product or service that you can tokenize. In fact, what that means is you can create your own kind of incentive for whatever it is that you've tokenized, and that incentive can then be converted into a cryptocurrency. So basically you can start your own personalized Bitcoin, but obviously it only works if people are willing to use it, if people are willing to take part in your cryptocurrency, then you can build your own. So this is the only time or the first time in the history of economics where an individual can just start their own currency, and it could actually be adopted by other people if they find that it is serving some purpose in their lives. So why do we pay for Bitcoin in US dollars? I've tried to answer that question, and that's because it's a form of payment. It's one of the forms of payment, but it's not the only form of payment. And anyone who is giving up their US dollars or believes that the thing that they are getting by giving up their US dollar is more important to them at that time than the US dollar itself. Much like if you're pouring fuel for your car, the $100 in your pocket is less important than the fuel that you want in your fuel tank. So you'd rather give up the fiat currency so that you can get the thing that you think is of value to you. And most of the people who are buying cryptocurrencies in US dollars are doing so for speculative purposes. So they are speculating because they hope that the value of the cryptocurrency is going to rise. So for example, if they buy Bitcoin at $1,000 per Bitcoin, they hope that sometime in the future it could be at $10,000, in which case they make a profit. So they still get fiat currency back after a few years, but they get it, they get much more. They get an insane amount of profit. They make a lot of money out of it. So that's why a lot of people are using fiat currency, because they hope to make more fiat currency. Simples. Thank you for listening, guys. It's Derek Tafuma here of DerekTafuma.com. I will see you guys in the next video. Rather, in the next podcast, because I think I'm used to recording videos as well. So this is a podcast, not a video. So I'll see you in the next podcast. Thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.